Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Roma, Part 1. Pisces, Ravati Nakshatra. Roma's Pisces ascendant indicates a personality built on compassion, intuition, and spiritual openness. Pisces energy is deeply sensitive, often absorbing emotional and energetic patterns from the environment. As the final sign of the zodiac, it brings themes of surrender, culmination, and transcendence. Roma approaches life with emotional intelligence and a desire to connect to something greater than the material world, be it creativity, healing, or spiritual service. With her ascendant in Ravati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, her Piscean depth is refined by a gentle intellect and nurturing instinct. Ravati adds a capacity for guidance, particularly in matters of care, music, storytelling, and emotional support. Roma likely possesses a natural ability to lead others through endings, transitions, or emotionally sensitive situations, whether through practical support or quiet wisdom. This configuration activates the mystic archetype. At her core, Roma is a seeker of meaning, drawn to the subtle, symbolic, and sacred. She may feel most like herself when immersed in imagination, creativity, or spiritual reflection. Her approach to life isn't forceful or fixed, it flows. This archetype makes her sensitive to emotional and energetic shifts, and while that makes her highly empathic, it also requires strong emotional boundaries to avoid burnout or confusion. Day to day, this shows up as someone who needs inner stillness, space, or retreat to reconnect with herself. Roma may not enjoy chaotic environments or rigid systems. Instead, she thrives where she can move intuitively and connect with others through empathy rather than structure. Whether as an artist, healer, or behind-the-scenes support, she's meant to serve quietly and powerfully through presence more than performance. Yet there is also a need for discernment. Ravati's connection to Mercury means Roma may oscillate between surrender and logic, trying to rationalize feelings that aren't always linear. Her life path will likely involve learning when to ground, when to release, and how to honor both her soft vision and the structure required to bring it to life. In essence, Roma's ascendant paints her as a spiritual navigator, one who senses beyond the surface, guided not by competition or ambition, but by intuition, emotional resonance, and a deep longing to connect with what is eternal. Her journey is not to conquer the world, but to soften it, to remind others that the most important truths are often the quietest ones. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Roma, Part 2. Second House, Self-Worth, Voice, and Resources. Moon and Saturn in Aries, Ashwini Nakshatra. Moon rules the fifth house, Saturn rules the 11th and 12th houses. The second house represents Roma's relationship with her voice, values, material resources, and inner sense of security. With both the Moon and Saturn placed in this house in Aries, Roma's foundation of self-worth is shaped by a tension between sensitivity and self-discipline, emotion and restraint. The Moon here activates the diplomat archetype, but with a fiery Aries twist. Roma's sense of self-worth is deeply tied to emotional recognition and the freedom to express her feelings. She may have a natural inclination toward nurturing others with her words, through comfort, empathy, or storytelling. However, in Aries, the Moon is quick to react, suggesting that she may oscillate between emotional assertiveness and emotional impulsivity. She may speak quickly, feel deeply, and only later process what was actually said or needed. Overlaying this is Ashwini Nakshatra, known for its fast-moving, healing, and action-oriented nature. This brings a raw urgency to how Roma expresses her needs and values. Ashwini gives her a quick tongue, a sharp instinct, and a desire to leap into action when something feels off in her security or self-worth. She may also use her voice as a healing tool, sharing experiences or offering support that soothes others, even while she manages her own internal flux. Saturn in the same house introduces a heavy counterbalance, activating the guardian archetype. This suggests that Roma's emotional spontaneity is tempered by an internal gatekeeper. Saturn adds gravity to the second house, implying that Roma may feel she needs to earn the right to speak or be heard. There could be early life experiences where her voice was restricted or where emotional expression was expected to be restrained or mature. This Moon-Saturn pairing can create a complex relationship with self-worth. On one hand, Roma feels deeply and wants to express herself. On the other, she may fear judgment, rejection, or loss of control. She may vacillate between oversharing and holding back, learning over time to trust the rhythm of her own emotional expression. Since Saturn also rules her 11th and 12th houses, and the Moon rules her 5th, this configuration links her resources and self-worth to community, solitude, creativity, and expression. Roma may find value through emotional or artistic contributions to others, especially in healing, group work, or subtle behind-the-scenes roles. Her financial path may be marked by fluctuating patterns, but long-term gains will come through emotional wisdom, discipline, and consistent self-advocacy. In her highest expression, Roma's second house becomes a place of quiet emotional power. Her voice, initially tentative or carefully measured, can evolve into a steady, healing force. The diplomat brings empathy, and the guardian brings clarity and containment. Together, they form a presence that knows when to speak, when to listen, and how to hold space for others and herself. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Roma Part 3. Sixth House, Discipline, Service, and Emotional Refinement. K2 in Leo, Purva Falguni Nakshatra. K2 rules the ninth house, Scorpio. Roma's sixth house governs work, health, service, and how she navigates challenge, discipline, and refinement through routine. With K2 placed here in Leo, this area becomes one of spiritual detachment and inward focus. K2 removes attachment to material outcomes, and in Leo, a sign typically associated with recognition, performance, and leadership, this leads to a deep karmic shift away from the desire to be seen or praised. Roma may feel disinterested in roles that are ego-driven or socially performative. This placement activates the mystic archetype in a grounded and subtle way. Roma is designed to serve, but not for applause. Her natural way of contributing may be quiet, intuitive, or behind the scenes, possibly through healing, caregiving, or emotional support. The mystic in the sixth house seeks meaning in daily rituals and finds depth in small, soulful actions. She may feel most fulfilled in roles that allow space for solitude, creative flow, or inner alignment. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, adds complexity to this mystic path. Normally associated with charm, beauty, and sensual enjoyment, this nakshatra gives Roma a graceful presence and a desire to bring warmth and ease into her daily life. But with K2 here, she is learning to detach from the performative side of beauty and pleasure, instead integrating these qualities through spiritual service or quiet support roles. She might create beauty as a form of healing through sound, design, or nurturing rituals, but without attachment to recognition. K2's rulership of the ninth house, Scorpio, ties Roma's work and service directly to her spiritual beliefs, philosophical growth, and karmic worldview. Her routine and work environment must align with her deeper truth. Otherwise, burnout or disillusionment will follow. She is not here to work for work's sake. She is here to serve as a channel for transformation, often drawing on a well of inherited or intuitive wisdom from her spiritual lineage. In practical terms, she may struggle with traditional job structures or hierarchical systems. Her energy flows best when she's given autonomy, creative freedom, and time to integrate. There may also be themes of letting go, of expectations, productivity standards, or the need to control outcomes. K2 teaches surrender, and in the sixth house, that surrender is to the process, not just the result. At her highest expression, Roma becomes a spiritual artisan of service, someone who brings soul into structure and presence into task. Through the mystic archetype, she redefines what it means to be useful, not through speed or achievement, but through intention, subtlety, and sacred simplicity. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Roma Part 4. Eighth House, Transformation, Depth, and Hidden Power. Jupiter in Libra, Swati Nakshatra. Jupiter rules the first and 10th houses. The eighth house governs transformation, shared resources, psychological depth, crisis, and rebirth. For Roma, Jupiter, placed here in Libra, brings wisdom, grace, and moral guidance into some of life's most difficult and hidden spaces. The eighth house is not easy terrain. It asks for surrender, emotional depth, and the courage to face what's beneath the surface. With Jupiter here, Roma's path of expansion runs through the underground, through what she transforms, heals, and helps others integrate. This placement awakens the visionary archetype, particularly in its capacity to guide others through complexity. Jupiter doesn't just bring knowledge, it brings hope and perspective. Roma may have a gift for helping others understand emotional or spiritual crises, especially by offering clarity where others feel lost. She might naturally act as a teacher, counselor, or mentor in transformative spaces, guiding through grief, intimacy, change, or even taboo subjects like death, trauma, or power. Swati Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, adds a quality of movement, independence, and adaptability. This gives Roma a subtle edge. While she carries the wisdom of Jupiter, she's also unafraid to explore unconventional paths. Swati's airy, wandering energy makes her a seeker, someone who doesn't accept one truth but looks for deeper, more inclusive answers. Her transformation isn't about rigid belief, it's about evolution. Since Jupiter rules both her ascendant, first house and 10th house, career and public standing, this 8th house placement deeply integrates her identity and purpose with themes of psychological growth and hidden depth. Her work may involve transformation, whether through healing professions, spiritual counseling, esoteric studies, or guiding others through transitions. She may also go through powerful internal shifts that shape how she shows up in the world, becoming stronger, wiser, and more attuned with each turning point. Psychologically, the visionary in the 8th house means Roma sees what others don't: subconscious patterns, buried fears, generational imprints. She likely draws people who are going through crises because her energy holds the promise of meaning within change. Yet her challenge is learning to trust her inner knowing when the path is dark. Jupiter here doesn't promise ease, it promises growth through surrender. In everyday life, Roma may be drawn to studying metaphysics, healing arts, emotional intelligence, or spiritual psychology. Her relationships may be intense, intimate, and transformative, mirroring her own journey through the emotional underworld. She may carry the weight of generational karma or feel a deep need to transmute pain into wisdom. At her highest expression, Roma becomes a spiritual alchemist, someone who holds space for death and rebirth, for unraveling and rebecoming. The visionary here doesn't just see the future, she guides others through the thresholds that make futures possible. Her 8th house is a gateway, and she is its keeper. Psychology archetypes with astrology, case study, Roma Part 5s. 10th house, purpose, public role, and professional identity. Venus and Mercury in Sagittarius. Venus rules the 3rd and 8th houses. Mercury rules the 4th and 7th houses. The 10th house represents Roma's public role, her contribution to society, and the legacy she is here to build. With Venus and Mercury placed in Sagittarius, this house becomes a space of expansive expression, ideal-driven service, and thoughtful communication. Her professional life isn't just about status. It's about alignment with values, creativity, and meaningful exchange. Venus here activates the creator archetype, bringing a refined aesthetic sense, relationship intelligence, and a desire to build beauty and harmony into her career. Roma is likely drawn to work that allows for emotional resonance, visual or artistic refinement, or interpersonal grace. She may thrive in creative industries, therapeutic spaces, or roles that center on communication and social connection. There is a natural warmth to how she operates in the public eye. She leads not with force, but with elegance and emotional intelligence. Mercury in the same house adds the reformer archetype to her professional expression. Mercury here makes her intellectually sharp, articulate, and thoughtful about systems and strategy. In Sagittarius, Mercury seeks to express big ideas, philosophy, spirituality, culture, or wisdom, but with practical clarity. She likely feels called to evolve or improve the systems she works within, using language, design, or consultation to bring more coherence and purpose to her field. Teaching, writing, or advising are natural outlets for this energy. Both Venus and Mercury are in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, a nakshatra of lasting achievement, dignity, and truth-based leadership. This nakshatra infuses her 10th house with a sense of ethical responsibility and long-term vision. Roma's career is meant to stand for something. Her path may be slower or more deliberate, but it's built to last, anchored in wisdom, guided by higher principles. With Venus ruling the 3rd, communication skills, and 8th, depth, transformation houses, and Mercury ruling the 4th, emotional core home, and 7th, relationships, her career is integrally tied to her emotional truth, intellectual curiosity, and capacity to foster deep, healing connections. She is not here to separate her personal values from her public role. She is here to weave them together into something meaningful. In daily life, this can look like a profession that blends intellect with empathy, consulting, designing, facilitating, or healing. She may be known for her thoughtfulness, her refined way of handling complex situations, or her ability to bring people together around ideas that matter. She likely takes her responsibilities seriously and feels a moral or emotional weight to do her work well, not just efficiently, but ethically. At her highest expression, Roma becomes a harmonic leader, someone who merges vision, Sagittarius, strategy, Mercury, and grace, Venus, into a professional identity that uplifts and evolves her environment. Her 10th house is not about domination. It's about influence through elegance, intelligence, and integrity. Through the creator and reformer, she doesn't just work. She shapes the field she works in. Psychology archetypes with astrology. Case study, Roma Part 6. 11th house, community, aspirations, and collective contribution. Sun in Capricorn, Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. Sun rules the 6th house. The 11th house in Roma's chart reveals her long-term goals, social networks, and how she contributes to the collective. With the Sun placed here in Capricorn, Roma approaches community and aspirations with a structured, purposeful, and deeply committed mindset. She's not drawn to popularity for its own sake. She wants her place in the collective to mean something. This placement activates the architect archetype, especially in group settings. Roma is designed to build, not just participate. Whether through community roles, leadership in shared initiatives, or her influence on larger social systems, she brings a grounded, goal-oriented energy. The Sun in Capricorn makes her focused on legacy. She's likely someone who feels responsible for bringing integrity and order to the networks and causes she's part of. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, adds depth to this mission. It is associated with enduring victory, not through conquest, but through sustained effort and principled action. Roma may find herself drawn to groups, alliances, or movements where justice, structure, or societal improvement are key. There's a natural sense of maturity to how she approaches friendships and collaboration. She's not likely to chase short-term connections, but rather to align with those who share her purpose. Because the Sun rules her 6th house of service, refinement, and problem-solving, her contributions to society often emerge through diligent service, detailed work, or roles that require responsibility and conflict management. Roma might be drawn to humanitarian, healing, or reform-based communities, places where action and accountability are more important than image or status. The architect in this position doesn't seek control for ego, it seeks coherence. Roma likely brings systems thinking into her social world, helping others align their ideals with real-world structures. She may be the planner behind collective success, the one who ensures ideas don't just sound good, they work. Her goals are grounded, her social presence is intentional, and her influence is often subtle but lasting. In everyday life, she may prefer a smaller circle of highly intentional collaborators or friends. She might also find herself in leadership roles, not because she seeks power, but because she naturally holds the emotional and structural weight of collective efforts. There may be pressure to hold it all together for the group, and learning to delegate or ask for support can be a necessary lesson over time. At her highest expression, Roma becomes a builder of visionary systems, using her clarity, principles, and steady presence to create containers where others can flourish. Her 11th house isn't about fitting into the crowd. It's about shaping the kind of community she wishes existed. Through the architect, she doesn't just dream about collective progress. She organizes it. Psychology archetypes with astrology, case study, Roma Part 7. 12th house, solitude, surrender, and spiritual integration. Mars and Rahu in Aquarius, Purva Bhadrapada and Shatabhisha Nakshatras. Mars rules the 2nd and 9th houses. Rahu is co-ruler of Aquarius. Roma's 12th house reveals the subconscious terrain of her psyche, where she seeks spiritual release, solitude, and emotional dissolution. With Mars and Rahu both placed here in Aquarius, this house becomes a powerful cauldron for liberation through intensity, insight, and visionary surrender. The 12th house often deals with what cannot be controlled or fully understood. And with Mars and Rahu here, Roma is navigating highly charged territory. Mars in the 12th activates the executor archetype, but in a subtle, spiritualized dimension. Mars here doesn't express outwardly, it operates inward, driving Roma to do the work where no one sees it. Her strength lies in private efforts, spiritual discipline, and inner battles. She may process anger, frustration, or desire through quiet rituals, physical movement, or deep inner work. There's a sacredness to her solitude. She transforms through it. Mars, ruling both the second house, values voice, and ninth house, beliefs truth, links her spiritual growth directly to her moral code and personal philosophy. What she sacrifices in the outer world, she reclaims through inner alignment. Rahu in Aquarius, alongside Mars, brings the maverick archetype into the spiritual realm. Rahu here is rebellious, unconventional, and mentally inventive, but in the 12th house, it expresses through isolation, metaphysical exploration, or visionary dreaming. Roma may feel drawn to hidden knowledge, fringe philosophies, or alternative healing paths. Her spiritual journey is not traditional. It's disruptive, electric, and fiercely individual. She learns by going her own way, even if it means going alone. The nakshatras deepen this story. Purva Bhadrapada, Mars, adds spiritual intensity, hidden wisdom, and the desire to walk the in-between path. This nakshatra holds a fire for transformation, especially through facing the darker, more hidden parts of the psyche. Shatabisha, Rahu, amplifies intellectual detachment and the desire to uncover truth through healing and introspection. It carries the themes of isolation, medicine, and mystical intelligence. Together, these influences suggest that Roma's 12th house isn't about escape, it's about inner awakening. Her subconscious is alive with insight, her dream life may be vivid or prophetic, and her deepest power emerges when she stops resisting solitude and starts mining it for gold. This placement may also indicate past life karmas related to spiritual work, detachment, or renunciation. And in this life, she is reclaiming those threads with more awareness. In daily life, Roma may need time away from the world to reset, spending time alone, immersed in study, art, or spiritual practice. Her greatest downloads and energetic upgrades happen in the quiet moments, often when she is away from distraction or outer validation. At her highest expression, Roma becomes a spiritual trailblazer, merging the executor's disciplined inner practice with the maverick's need to forge a unique spiritual path. Her 12th house is not a retreat. It's a sacred forge where inner alchemy turns private pain into collective wisdom. Through quiet rebellion and disciplined inner clarity, she learns not only how to let go, but how to transform what's hidden into something holy.